I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last Wednesday, Indonesia re-elected President Joko Widodo. But with this most recent election have come concerns about religious freedom in the country. A shift towards intolerance of religious minorities has been occurring throughout the country. Furthermore, religion became a political tool in the most recent elections. It was a move condemned by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. For another perspective, we spoke to Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Floyd Brobel.
Islam, which is the majority religion in Indonesia, became more political. And cases of blasphemy then also increased as the laws were bolstered, resulting in greater discrimination against other religious minorities.
But how Christians respond to issues of freedom of religion matters. So pray that the church in Indonesia remains firm in Christ. And when's the last time you heard a youth conference described like this?
Many of the attendees come predisposed against Jesus already because they have grown up believing Jesus is the white man's God.
That's Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries describing the Warrior Leadership Summit.
The conference is the epicenter of an entire movement of God that's going on by Native young people to Native young people for Jesus Christ.
Hundreds of Native American youth discover Jesus at the summit, and they learn how to live for him on the res. The ministry needs sponsors to help Native youth attend. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
You click on Sponsor a Warrior, and you will be part of bringing hope to some of the most hope-starved young people in this country.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.